Audio 2. You are allowed to want something different. Permission. Welcome. This is You Are Allowed to Want Something Different, the second of three Choosing You audios. You may know what you want, have only an emerging sense of it, or not know yet at all. This audio is an invitation to notice without forcing an answer. This is for the woman who has been trying to make her own needs smaller. The woman who tells herself she should be grateful, that it is not that bad, that other people have it far worse, that maybe she is being dramatic, that maybe she should just be happy with what she has, and maybe she should just be grateful. Maybe there are parts of your life you do appreciate. Maybe there are people you love. Maybe there are things you have worked hard for. And maybe from the outside, your life looks fine. But gratitude does not mean silence. Gratitude does not mean self-abandonment. Gratitude does not mean you are not allowed to be honest. You can be grateful and still know something needs to change. You can love people and still have stronger boundaries. You can appreciate parts of your life and still feel that something no longer fits. You can have responsibilities and still have needs of your own. You can be a good person and still want something different. Wanting something different does not mean something is wrong. It does not mean you have failed. It does not mean you are selfish. It does not mean you have to act immediately. It may mean that a feeling, need, value, preference, or a question is asking for your attention. And maybe that is the part that feels uncomfortable. Not the actual wanting itself, but the permission to admit it. Because perhaps you learned somewhere along the way that wanting caused problems. Maybe wanting made you difficult. Maybe needing made you feel like you were too much. Maybe being honest disappointed other people. Maybe having a preference of your own was inconvenient for others. Maybe saying no changed the atmosphere. Or maybe including yourself in a choice felt like letting someone else down. And so you learned to edit yourself. You learned to soften your voice. You learned to want things in acceptable ways. You learned to check whether your needs were reasonable before you allowed yourself to acknowledge them. You learned to explain your feelings before you allowed yourself to have them. And maybe, over time, you stopped asking, "What do I want?" and started asking, "Will this upset anyone? Can I justify this? Will they understand? Is this selfish? Is this allowed?" So let me say this clearly to you now. You are allowed to want something different. Even when not everyone else agrees, even when it may not be convenient, even when you cannot fully explain why, even when you do not feel you deserve it. You are allowed to want something different because you are allowed to be honest with yourself. That is where it begins. With honesty. Not action. Not disruption. Not a dramatic decision. But honesty. So take a moment and notice your response when you hear that sentence. You are allowed to want something different. Does something soften when you say that? Does something resist? Does guilt arrive? Does fear step in? Does a voice say, but what about everyone else? If it does, you do not need to push it away. Just notice it. Guilt is not always proof that you are doing something wrong. Sometimes guilt appears when you are stepping out of an old role. Sometimes guilt appears when you stop making yourself smaller. Sometimes guilt appears when you begin to acknowledge the needs or preferences that have previously had little room in your life. And that does not make the guilt meaningless. But guilt alone does not have to determine the decision. You can feel the guilt without handing it your life. You can acknowledge fear without letting it lead. You can care about other people without disappearing inside their expectations. So ask yourself gently, what have I been making smaller? What have I wanted, needed, felt or known that I have tried to make more acceptable for others? Where have I confused being grateful with staying quiet? Where have I confused being kind with abandoning myself? Where have I been waiting for permission? What might I acknowledge or become curious about if I did not have to justify it first? Maybe what you want is more space. Maybe it is less pressure. Maybe it is more honesty. Maybe it is a conversation. Maybe it is rest. Maybe it is change. Maybe it is to stop carrying something alone. Maybe it is to stop saying yes when you mean no. Maybe it is to feel like your life includes you too. Whatever comes up, you do not have to act on it today. You do not have to explain it today. You do not have to make it neat. You are simply allowed to notice it, because noticing can create the possibility of deeper understanding. It may be the moment you stop dismissing what you know, or give yourself permission to explore what you do not yet know. And that moment matters. So let this be your permission. The permission is not about me deciding what is true for you. It is permission to give your own feelings, needs, values, questions, and developing understanding meaningful attention. You are allowed to want something different. You are allowed to acknowledge what seems true for you now. And you are allowed to revise your understanding of that as it deepens. You are allowed to include yourself in what comes next in your life. And you are allowed to stop apologizing for needs that are asking to be heard. And you are allowed to take this slowly, one honest sentence at a time, one clear need, one feeling, one preference, and one emerging truth you stop making smaller. And as this audio comes to a close, ask yourself, what am I allowed to want? What am I allowed to need? What am I allowed to feel? What am I allowed to know? What have I been waiting for permission to admit? And what truth am I willing to stop making smaller? When you are ready, open the reflection page. Do not write what you think sounds reasonable. Write what seems most honest from where you are now. Not what sounds acceptable. Not what you think anyone else wants to hear. include what you know, what you are beginning to sense, and what remains uncertain. Because that is one way of including yourself in what comes next. Know yourself, trust yourself, choose for yourself.